On October the 15th, 2016, David Wynne created a comic book purely from the suggestions of people on Twitter, and we called it Twitter Comic 2016. Alongside it, we opened up a Just Giving page to raise money for the mental health charity Mind, which is very close to our hearts. You can still donate to that and get a copy of the comic book that David created called Astro Vikings if you go to justgiving.com/fundraising/WHI. We also created a podcast alongside it for 24 hours. And these are the records of the Starship Twitter Comic 2016. You introduced final segment.
This is the final segment.
Welcome to the final segment. This is where we will. Well, I can't help it. This is where we will destroy you and render you into robot glue.
This is a really long episode. This is a really long segment. This is the others have been under an hour. This is like 2 hour mark.
This is the finish line.
Yes. Everyone rejoins us.
Yeah.
There are going to be moments when you cannot hear what is going on because there are so many people here, listener,
and children,
and children. Also, though, this is probably the point at which we were struggling the most to really understand what was going on. Yeah. Things get discombobulated, but if you want the full experience, you have to listen to it.
It's that point in the podcast, though, is it, where you desperately want it to end, but you've been doing it for so long, you can't remember what life was like before all you did was podcast all the time, so you're not quite sure what you're going to do after 10 o'clock.
This was that point in the festival where, You feel like you're ready for it to stop.
You've had enough of crappy and plastic bags.
But actually, it's also the best time you've had in a long time. Yeah. You think, but you're right. It's only because you can't remember what the rest of it. You felt so much more alive.
And now you got to go home and creep up to your bedroom without mum and dad seeing your eyes.
I managed to stay awake for about another 4 hours after this. I went home and spent time with the boys. And
after this ended, I stayed up for a couple more hours with David Wynne, which was lovely. I sat here and we just shot the breeze while we waited for his train to be due. And then he left. It was really nice just having a one-to-one chat with him. We talked about Nick a little bit and how much we'd like to do a Wobbly H with him.
What does that mean?
We'd like to top and tell you while we high-five.
Like Eiffel Tower?
Yeah, like Eiffel Tower. How much we'd both like to do that. And next time that we're with Nick and on his own, we're probably propositioning. He's got to be a consensual listener.
But quite short, so I suppose you could cuddle each other at the same time.
Shall we take this moment to say thank you to everyone that was involved in Twitter Comic 2016? All of you were brilliant and we love you. You are such wonderful friends who gave up your time and your creativity to help us do something that we really enjoyed doing, certainly on my part. And thank you to everyone who's listened and to everyone who's donated to make it a success, but chiefly thank you to David Wynne for being the person who creates such a wonderful piece of art in such a short piece of time that allowed us to have a lot of fun while he was creating something that I think is really impressive.
You literally created, by having him working, slaving over that comic while we all enjoyed ourselves, you created sort of a hedonistic power imbalance.
Yeah.
It was really unfair. And I wouldn't have expected that of you, a socialist.
Oh, I'm rotten.
Champagne socialist.
I don't drink.
No, you're a vaping.
I'm a cannabista.
And on that bombshell, listener,
thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening.
We hope you have a lovely Christmas.
We hope you have a bleb.
We hope you have had at this point. I mean, it's done.
This one will go out on New Year's Eve.
Oh.
2016, over.
Yeah, it's to a better, a more prosperous 2017. And hopefully lots more stuff from the other 10% and our various endeavours therein.
Yeah, I mean, the whole 365 days month thing, it's kind of arbitrary though, isn't it?
There's not 365 days in a month, Nick.
Aren't there?
No.
How many days are there in a month? It varies. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
12-T.
Yeah. Bye-bye, listener. Well, no, not bye-bye, listener. You've got an hour and a half to listen to.
Yeah, no.
Anyway,
I mean, this may or may not be the end of a long hour and a half for us. I mean, yeah. Who knows?
Can listen to this, and we'll see you in when we next hear you. You'll hear us. I feel like we've been podcasting for 24 hours.
Yeah, enjoy this though. It should be fun. Hopefully, we get over the line. I just remember being a shambles. I'm sorry.
Still playing, it's nice. And now I fade it down, and I fade it down too fast, and it felt really clunky. Like on the other podcast, I can fix that.
Yeah, not on this.
Live broadcasting is really difficult. Radio people do it all the time.
Inline editing is hard.
I don't like it. You're listening.
Hey, good morning.
You're listening to Twitter Comic 2016. This is Drive Time Radio. We've only got one listener, but they might be driving.
We take a look outside. Light now.
It's pissing it down in Southampton. Can we get some more localised weather? I can't tell who this is listening.
No.
I'm going to guess it's Peter Hammerson. Can we get the weather for where he is?
Hold on. Yeah.
Trying our bed in the morning.
It's raining. It's probably raining there as well. This is Twitter Comic 2016. We came back with a little bit of energy there, and it made it seem like maybe we had a little bit of energy, but then I kind of trailed off really, really quickly into incoherence. We have been podcasting on and off at this point since 10 o'clock yesterday morning. David Wynn has been cartooning the whole time.
Pretty much.
Doing Twitter Comic 2016, which is called
Astro Vikings,
based on ideas sent in from Twitter.
Astro Vikings
hashtag Twitter comic
strong. I like
2016.
Astro Vikings.
Astro Vikings.
Sorry, I just like saying it.
Is that your 1980s theme tune, like cartoon theme tune? Astro Vikings flying through space. Dude, I can't remember the story. I can't remember most of our names. Well, I can't remember my name. You're James.
Hi.
You're Dave.
Yeah.
You're Mike.
Yes.
You're Jeff.
Cool. Jeff. Okay.
Jeff, could you plug this in behind you?
Yes. It's funny, right? Because I will try and find out where Peter's waking up this morning, what the weather's like. And then I realised
I'd like to wake up where you are.
Isn't he in? He's in Northern Ireland, anyway.
No, he's in Southern Ireland.
Is he in Southern Ireland?
I think he's in the Republic. Yeah,
I beg your pardon, Peter. I'm sorry.
Yeah. But fucking should.
But he's been gloating like fuck about not being affected by our politics.
It should.
yeah.
I should.
It will affect everyone.
Well, no, but you know, not directly. Yeah.
I should have thought, yeah, because they got no problems of their own there.
No.
No.
That's not funny. That's not remotely funny.
No, but seriously, they need to take a look at their stance on abortion laws.
I'm sorry, Pete. I don't know why he's making you responsible for that.
Not Pete,
Well, but he's literally the only person that is going to be listening.
He's just one guy.
He's just a man with a man's courage. You know, he's nothing but a man. We will never fail. And I can't remember the rest.
No one but the purest heart could find the Holy Grail. Oh, Peter.
He's taken me until the 22nd hour to start worrying about what a wanker my neighbours must think I am.
Oh, it's once every 4 years.
Really? I've been worrying about that.
It's like the World Cup.
I've been worrying about that since pretty much 10 o'clock last night.
Yeah, no, it's only just occurred to me, really.
Because you've got an upstairs neighbour.
Thanks, yeah, no, I know where my neighbours are situated in relation to where I am now.
So,
I was worrying about it on the way here. I had this thought of, and I thought, but no, but James would have warned them. And I've said to them, I'm having like an event.
They have white loud shindigs. Not so much lately, but. You know,
two wrongs don't make a right, James.
No, but what I mean is they're cool with it, they get it.
Oh, I see.
I never go around knocking on the door.
They're party people.
Me, Jane, Steve and Nikki just sit here sniping quietly.
Mm.
Yeah.
So
they deal with noise, isn't it?
Dave has been drawing and writing Twitter comic 2016. It's pretty amazing. Looks great. Ooh. Actually, I'm not sure about the writing, because I'm only dimly aware of the narrative.
Well, that makes
sense. I'm sure it's great. we are a bit delirious. I think we're more coherent now than we were a couple of hours ago, but maybe that's just my perception.
Because it's lighter outside, so my
circadian rhythms.
That's it. Yeah, they're sort of like they're all getting into the do daytime. Let's go, sort of thing. So I'm not quite. I don't feel like I'm so in danger of nodding out as I was earlier. Like I've been stuffing my face full of oxycontins. I'm okay.
Was she Dot Sitter?
Yeah.
I was really trying to make a Dot Cotton thing, but
lovely fish pie.
So this year we've been podcasting a lot. You'll be able to find, I think we'll release some of the segments as Two Grown Men episodes.
But some of this footage is going to have to serve a full life tariff, I'm afraid.
Yeah.
Mm. I don't know any of what he meant. Well, you said you're going to release some of it. So what I'm saying is, some of it's bad, I'm going to incarcerate it.
What's a full-life tariff? Is that business
speak? That's what you give
for
people when they deserve to stay in prison, according to the person judging them, that they deserve to spend the rest of their life in prison.
Okay.
As in a full-life tariff.
Okay, cool. So
I mean, there's a clue in what it's... You know what I mean?
It was the word tariff that confused me. It's kind of
phones.
Something that you get on, like, your phone bill and stuff.
Right, yeah. So
which, actually, I've had, I think that's pretty much what my contract's like.
Yeah, I've got a full-life tariff with Vodafone at the moment. Do you remember the sorts of sweets we all used to eat when we were younger? Oh, the shared experiences.
Trains.
I was on Nick.
Shit, our listeners just doubled.
Nick,
hang on.
Nick,
no, we've got to get really good.
Yeah, I want to tell you this is good. It's a good
is
bit.
Is it though?
It's a good bit.
Okay. I trust you because you've been really good.
Ask me what I've been doing lately.
What you've been doing?
I've been doing a lot of travelling, Nick. A lot of travelling, which means I have to go in planes quite a lot. And I've noticed these little packets of peanuts they give you. They apparently in planes, they give you little packets of peanuts. What's the deal with them? You know, these little packets of peanuts that are apparently so inconvenient.
Listeners who are just tuning in now will not obviously not be aware of this. Listeners who've been listening before now, you're just going to have to go with the fantasy because I'm making this up. But listeners who are just joining us will not know that James has been going off. And alongside Dave doing the Twitter comic 2016, James has been developing his Type 5 2016. And every hour he comes back, and he never warns us when it's going to be, he comes back and tries a different version of the same fucking material. Like, just slightly tweaked.
Can I do my fat bird bit?
Oh, my God. Go on.
Right, so...
your fat bird.
Fat bird bit, right? So,
you're going to wish for old-fashioned misogyny in a second.
Oh, wait a minute. I know what this is.
Yeah.
I've been on a tour of the sewers. I know exactly what you're about to talk about.
Great. Yeah. Well, our listeners just half
so
James.
It's good. I reckon. Well, is there a problem? If I don't wear the fat bird bit, I can't...
Berg! Fat bird. I think they went when we corrected you on the fat, corrected Dave on the fat bird.
So at the beginning,
you see, and the thing is, I was like picturing like a very fluffy like bird,
but not like Big Bird, but more specific, like a fat
like
bird.
Robin.
Yeah,
yeah,
like a little fat bird,
fat bird. It's fat bird.
I was going to joke that this better be worth it, but I already know it isn't.
It is. So I'm going to write this. The setup and premise of the piece.
Mm-hmm.
Let's call it that. Let's dignify it by calling it that. is that that apparently some sewer bloke, someone connected to the sewers, maybe an operative, maybe someone in a sort of the sort of management position that would see him talking to someone on the radio, and he's saying people flushing down all these baby wipes are a problem because they're creating the fat bugs. And he said people should think about what they're flushing away. And my assertion, so then the sort of the punchline to that would be that my assertion is that of all the things that exist in the world, the one thing where when you put things in it, you don't ever want to think about them again is the toilet. So, of course, people are not going to think about what they flush down the toilet because, you know, I don't want to think.
That's the 21st iteration of that we've heard.
Do you remember?
I think.
And you've been working on it for weeks.
Well, yeah.
I think somewhere along the way, you've taken on a fundamental misunderstanding of the word punchline.
Yeah.
No, yeah. That's solid gold, mate.
Yeah,
I'd probably open with that. So hit them with your best zingers. That's what they say, isn't it?
So, we do podcasts and stuff. We're
in a sort of. We got anyone in from Portsmouth tonight?
David has been doing the comic. It's for charity. It's for Mind. Probably like there's going to be. Can they listen to the archive of this in on Mixlr? Is it available there?
Yeah, in the showreel. It's still.
So there's the showreel, and there's some really good talk with some people that happened yesterday. Can't remember the names. Timothy Swan and George Beedham and Beth Beedham. I actually remembered the names. And a few other people about why Mind and mental health in the NHS. I feel we might have undermined a lot of the good work that was done in those conversations at this point.
What conversations?
So, but to help with that campaign. I really can't pronounce words.
I almost went on a really. It would have sounded so horribly racist, and I'm really glad I didn't go there.
Campaign. If you want to help in that campaign. Then you can go to justgiving.com /WHI and give. And do give generously because it is a good charity regardless of the people and things that are being done to.
Have you noticed?
I'm really negging us now as well. I don't like that. I feel like we've achieved something great, and I'm being mean about it.
Have you noticed when you refresh the Just Giving page that it slows down towards the top of the countdown of the?
It's like
Richard Osmond and Alexander.
It's like
pointless.
Like Angry Birds and all those Match 3 games are designed to. They've got. I mean, they never had the sound up. But they, rather than just have things disappear, they make them pop. Mm. Because that feeling has a psychological effect on you, like you're achieving something and it's a rush of something. And it's like that. It gets you excited, even though it's just giving you a number that it could just give you like that.
I tell you what I've noticed. Angry Birds 2 never misses an opportunity to aggressively suggest that you spend some money.
I haven't played Angry Birds 2. But I am playing Marvel again. Puzzle Quest, because Jay and Miles mentioned it on Explain the X-Men. It's kind of addictive. I'm not sure if it's a good game at this point, but it does make me feel like I'm collecting Marvel characters, which I didn't think I could still get excited about, but apparently I do.
Got to catch them all.
I'm also playing a game called Disney Tum Tum.
Oh, we love the Tum Tums.
I love the Scarlet game. The game is really good. It's another Match 3 game, but it's got this really nice physics-y feeling to
it. Scarlet's got Disney Tum Tum sticker book.
I want to see it.
Well, I don't want to go rooting about my daughter's bedroom because it's a mess.
But can you, though, please?
No, I don't want to.
Has she got any Tum Tums?
She's got the cutest little tiny piglet.
Can you go get it? I want to see it.
I'll go and try and find the piglet. I'll do that.
We have a little Spider-Man and a little Mickey Mouse. My little boy Noah called him Squeaky Mouse for a little while. And I'm kind of sad that we ever corrected him on it because he learned really quickly that it's Mickey Mouse. But Squeaky Mouse kind of sounds better.
Yeah.
made of halloumi.
Yeah. Yes. Halloumi is the squeakiest of cheeses.
It is. It is.
Mozzarella might be quite squeaky.
You're the cheese aficionado.
Aficionado is like the 7 o'clock in the morning, 8 o'clock in the morning version of aficionado.
Yeah. I guess. I was going to take the piss out of his pronunciation as well, though, so I'm glad you saved me the trouble.
Yeah, I get to be the villain. I'm happy with that.
Well,
happy is a stretch.
Halloumi is... mozzarella is a squeaky cheese, but I would say that halloumi is squeakier.
Yes.
I think it is.
Yeah.
Do you know, I've been Greek separate for pretty much my entire life.
Yeah.
And so there's always been halloumi around.
Hmm.
And I hated it. Like, I hated it forever. And it took until I was probably in my late 30s before I discovered that people who aren't in my family, like, bake it and stuff.
Yeah.
And it's really nice. You can have it in some form other than just cold, wet, like, rubbery slices.
Yeah.
And that's an amazing thing to learn, but I don't understand why it took me that long to learn it. Does your family do that?
They put it on the barbecue and
Never. I don't understand why they didn't do that. It's odd. Maybe they just hid it from me. Maybe it was just family parties I was at.
I love whenever I hear halloumi pronounced correctly. I always just imagine the person speaking having just greeted themselves in the mirror, like really chirping.
Halloumi, yeah, that works. I like that. That makes me giggle.
Oh, I love how language works. Yeah, it's so much fun.
When the kids say "wiggle my butt," they mean "shake my tushy." That's a Homerism. Not Homer the Greek person. Homer the
that's
Simpsons person.
Yeah.
Also, it's turning into a bit of a two grown men redux. But my son, when we talk about one of the childminders at the childminders is black, and our family friend Oki is also black. She spends a lot of time around the boys, and whenever he talks about them, he says that they're brown. And then you ask him, "Well, what colour are we though?" And he says, "We're yellow. I'm yellow."
Oh.
So he hasn't really got the hang of that yet. But, I mean, it's fine. I like his version better, probably.
Yeah. Oh, we'll pick up the labels we apply to them.
Yeah.
Quick enough, yeah.
I like yellow more than pink. It's nearer to what we are.
Yeah.
I remember when I was at school, I wasn't quite sure what to call the black kids there, and I just said, "Oh, he's dark like toast." And I didn't know that was racist.
Or that your family were really shit at making toast.
Yeah, they really were. They really, really were.
It was a different time, Mike. Huh? Everything was different back then.
Yeah.
So
I didn't know things.
Like toasters.
That's my
yeah, opinion. They weren't as... But I feel like toast used to stay hot for longer. NT? That's not really... That's not really the quality of podcasting we've been doing.
Do you remember? To this point. Do you remember when we were kids when stuff stayed warm for longer?
Probably climate change.
Probably, yeah.
Say it's global warming, but toast doesn't stay as warm for as long, so I call bullshit on that.
Yeah.
If anything, it's getting colder.
It's bad enough they took a bit of our curly whirly away, but fucking they take our.
And they literally did. I hope we released that statement. They literally took bits of our chocolates away. I don't know who they are, but they literally did. Steve proved it.
They stole candy from the mouths of babes, quite literally. Yet we're all still fatter, but they give us less chocolate. What's that all about?
No, you're fattest.
What's that all about?
I'm sorry, I don't think it's really a good time for Jimmy Carr jokes. Probably.
I went to see him once.
Where?
Live. At Southampton. He was playing Southampton.
I have to say
that was the most... I understand it, but it was dull. Really quiet. And he's usually put... He did about an hour and then he sacked us off with videos.
Of what?
Like sketches he'd done that weren't.
Do you think it was Russell Howard's good news?
I don't know, but I was confused by it. I wasn't predisposed to like it to start with, I suppose, because he's just not my cup of tea, but. I understand that his sort of smarmy style and...
Guys on Twitter, let us know about Jimmy Carr.
Well, yeah,
hashtag Twitter Comics 2016.
Thank you, Mike. I mean, I was gonna see where he went with that. But I think you did the kind thing.
I went as far as I really wanted to go on that journey, to be honest with you. It's like you even dropped me off here. I'm done.
So have you prepared, I know it's been
the car park.
Yeah. 2 hours. Well, have you prepared another quiz for us yet?
No.
I think it's about the right time for us to, because it's not the end yet, but it's a good time now to look back at of the highlights of the last 20, must be 23 hours now. Head towards the end.
Well, there was that time when you fell through the bar.
Yeah. I did.
And there was that time when James got that award for having that broom for so long.
Yeah. Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
But it was just... he's such a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
Because it was just all the... He kept replacing the handle.
And the then...
And then there was that time... Because after the time that I fell through the bar... There was that time where James tried to tell a joke about me falling through the bar that lasted half an hour.
And then, and he was climbing on a balcony or something. And just kept repeating it.
And repeating the same thing over and over again. His tight five was 30 minutes long.
Was a lot more fashionable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And slick.
And then there was that time we dropped that chandelier.
I bet that cost a shitload.
And me and Mike dressed up as Batman and Robin and sort of rescued the mayor of Peckham.
Ooh, they probably weren't even insured.
No. Hello, Dave.
You're all right, James?
Yeah.
Do you remember that time when we got stuck on the holodeck and couldn't get off and the programming wasn't working right, so we had to remember all the other times that we'd been stuck in the holodeck and try and work out a way off?
I'm going to say yes, because I want to be a good collaborator.
Oh, typical fucking Frenchman.
Have you put together a flashback package?
Yeah. Go on, you do that. No, you do the talking, and I'll play it. You ready? Don't look at it, spoil it.
You should have done that while we've been talking. Harry Butler, on-air talent, WHIO.
I don't know these people, they did a dying.
Am I not supposed to be reading this out?
No, you're
Bill Walter, Wibbler, musician and vocalist.
You're meant to be telling us about all the poignant things that have happened during the day.
Did you say they did a dying? What?
Blanche Underwood, administrator, WLWT. What the fuck is this?
Don't talk about that one.
John Smith.
Stone!
Why not?
Because he clearly died young, didn't he?
But maybe they only had young pictures of him. Ah!
He had a little chat with us.
James, stop it, man. No, it's weird.
Like this. What?
James was expecting me to improvise and he stuck up something. He clearly did a quick YouTube search for In Memoriam.
Oh, for fuck's sake!
So that he could have the music and he wanted me to recap.
It was from this year's Emmys.
Pretty sad.
Those were real people, James. And they weren't just...
You just exploited their lives for a cheap laugh.
I just wanted the music. I didn't say, hang on, read these names out.
It's not like watching
other people's
films
tragedy.
Yeah. It's not like watching films from the 1970s and 80s and 90s and looking at the dogs and saying they're dead now,
it's
like you normally
with
do.
A barely trained parrot.
You can't stick a video in front of me that has text on it and say, go on, do it, and not expect me to just read stuff.
No, I gave you much clearer instructions that you just can't follow the instructions of others, Nick. That's the problem.
Okay, fine, yeah, whatever. I'm rubbish, fine. Whatever,
no, I
I'm
think that's
fine.
It. You've come to the same conclusion as me.
So what are we going to talk about? It feels like we should read this. I mean, we should let this run its course.
Yeah,
but at this point, we're literally just going, well, you're rubbish. No, you're rubbish.
Intervention.
Which I'm not even finding funny anymore at this point.
No.
So, what do you want to talk about, James?
I am at that point of the day where I am crashingly aware of how potentially irritating my current mood is, but completely incapable of doing anything to amend or change it. I'm just riding it. I'm quite enjoying it. That's the problem.
Hmm. Mike, how are you feeling? You've been here the whole time. You've been doing loads of scanning and talking and helping, and you wrote the quiz. Yeah. And did more than I did.
You made sure Jesse was alive in the middle of the night.
A couple of times, which was at least as much as one could expect, probably. But, like, some people would have just left him there.
I tell you... Sorry, Dave.
What did you do?
A mist rolled in from the south there. I'm really sorry.
James basically is so at home at this point that he's just blowing vape in people's faces.
The only reason
I feel like I should be stepping out with my guitar, fucking dressed head to toe in spandex.
So if you are just tuning in now, it is worth pointing out that as much fun as it sounds like we're having, we've basically been this far from hysteria for about the last 5 hours.
I think it was around 5 o'clock, right? Yeah. So I was really worried I was going to pass out from the laughing. Oh. But, you know, we discussed that much earlier in the podcast about all the
every hour of Twitter Comic 2016 might be somebody's first hour of Twitter Comic 2016.
Kim Shooter used to say that, didn't he? Mm.
Yeah, literally about Twitter Comic 2016.
Yeah, every time he did Twitter Comic 16, he said that.
It's been nice of him to support the show, really.
For all that time.
Yeah.
Nick, sorry, I know you're asking me a question, but you're taking too long and I need the toilet.
Okay.
I think what you'll find, Mike, is you were taking too long over the answer, so we started filling.
Okay. I'm not sure that...
Yeah.
Does that pass the sniff test? Go to the toilet, for God's sake!
Before you don't pass the sniff test.
If the criteria for passing the sniff test is, oh, that smells like shit. do I have to not be sweary again?
How are you feeling, Dave?
How am I feeling? I'm fucking knackered, mate. I'm barely hanging on to any semblance of sanity.
Oh, no, you're getting it, sorry.
I ache all over.
Mm. James keeps blowing smoke in our tired eyes.
I'm really sorry.
Well, not that sorry, obviously.
Not so much that I seem to be able to stop.
Well, it is quite tiring, and you've been carrying it all on your shoulders. It's a lot of responsibility, and you could have just started drawing splash pages the whole way through a while ago, and we would have still gone, oh, that looks nice.
I did one splash page near the end. I did one splash page at the beginning, and there are like three splash pages, I think, throughout the whole thing. But the thing I was going to say, like, I was just giving a general overview of the fact that I am fucked. But that I'm currently finishing off inking the penultimate page. And knowing that the end is in sight.
Oh, lovely.
That's amazing.
That's amazing.
Yawning now is probably really helpful, isn't it? Me doing that.
I've been yawning myself quite a lot for a while now. So.
You could have started phoning in a long time ago and we were too tired to notice. So the fact that you didn't is just testament to... James, what are these smears on your monitor?
It's a really old monitor, mate.
Why don't you look after your stuff?
Because it's a really old low-res monitor.
And it won't come off. Look, I'm rubbing it.
No, I know. I've tried to get it off, Nick. Do you not think I'd already tried to... Yeah, brilliant.
What
that monitor needed is your spit on it.
My spit is very clean cleansing.
There's a good, like, solid minute in there that can just be lifted straight out without context and just... released as some kind of audio porn.
Yeah. Nice. that's our first Chuck Tingle look.
Angry. Too angry.
Pounded in my butt by my inability to remember what it was we were talking about before I started this sentence.
A lot of his titles are like that, though.
Yeah, there you go.
Like, they are long enough that if you had a shorter attention span, you could easily get lost in some of them.
Pounded in the butt by my inability to read this entire book title out loud without getting at least one of the tenses wrong, and then
health benefits are literacy.
My friend Alex Dawson has shared an image. The health benefits of lettucing: strengthens thorax symmetry, absorbs free dole energy from the earth, blocks cell phone anus cancer, detoxes gravity, improves chakra, which is like chalk. It's like chakras, but drawn in chalk, which is weird. Alignment. It's unofficial from Dr. Jack Wolfson. But the image for
and
people...
cancer, the, yes.
Image for people who've been listening for a while might ring some bells, because it's a picture of someone in unsocked feet with their feet stuck in two lettuces. They've taken lettuces and cut holes in them and stuck their feet in them, which recalls the young man who grew a gigantic cabbage.
Yeah, well done to him.
From earlier on. Yeah, well done to him, but his like mum or someone probably helped him. He was very young.
What an achievement, though.
But he broke a record.
He was in the third grade, so about 8 years old. Nick, as a writer, how do you feel about the phrase unsocked feet?
I'm comfortable with it. I used it.
No, I just wondered.
Wouldn't have used it if I hadn't.
I know you're a student of language. Oh, dear.
Gee, that's a good picture. I wouldn't have used it if I wasn't comfortable. I'd said what I meant, and I meant what I bloody well said.
No, absolutely. I just genuinely wanted to know because I was interested. I'd like to know your thoughts on things.
I want to affect a drawl. Do you think that Derek and Clive was... Do you think they'd stayed awake for a really, really long time?
No, they're very drunk.
Oh.
Hmm.
Okay. Yeah, that makes
sense.
The drawl, I'm comfortable with the drawl. I like
and...
it.
And...
Yes, and I can't do improvisation. I can't do voices. I can't do improvisation. The nearest I can manage is the character I've been playing for the last 21 hours or whatever it is, who is a little bit dim. And really, that's not actually a character. It's just me...
being honest with the world.
Yeah, for the first time ever on tape, on digital. See, I don't even know what it is we record on.
Sorry, I was distracted by my phone. I can do some more coffee in a minute. Don't make me get up and do more coffee right now.
Okay. But when you do it, can I have some water, please?
Yeah.
As well. Yeah. Thank you. The hole in the side of my cheek seems to have gone, or it's bigger and I can't touch the sides of it with my tongue. Oh. So that's progress.
Was the hole in the side of your mouth like a little ulcer or something you had?
No, I was letting in water.
There you go.
Laying in water. We never did get quite to the point where we just started singing.
No, I'm quite pleased about that.
I feel like that could have happened at any moment. We did it a bit with Flash Gordon.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Yeah.
But of all of the themes and the little events and stuff that you pulled together, and I don't think we've talked enough about how amazing that is, James.
It's fine. You covered it earlier.
You didn't have a musical segment. No. It was all scripted musical.
Yeah, but to be fair, I planned it a bit like, you know, the famous video of, I suppose, unless you've not seen or heard of it, in which case, its fame matters not one bit. But that video of George Lucas turning up after finishing the first draft, A Revenge of the Sith, and he goes, here you go, it's the first draft of Revenge of the Sith. I've cheated a bit. The second half just says they fight. It's a bit like that.
Yeah. To be honest, I forgot the beginning of that.
That sounds like a Mark Miller script.
Yeah, no. That's how I planned the second half. So I had stuff planned right up until about midnight. I still didn't do the thing I planned to do at midnight, but...
What did you plan to do at midnight?
Yeah, nothing.
Oh, no, I know what you were going to do at midnight, because I tried to do it, and I wasn't very good. You're a talent. Yeah. You're a talent that we will miss when you're gone.
I couldn't do 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 ding blong blong. I couldn't evoke the thing that I was trying to reach. I couldn't access it.
I'm just getting sad thinking about how much we'll miss you when you're gone.
One more page, Dave.
One more page.
James, don't die soon.
Oh, I'm trying really hard not to.
Good.
What's that person saying about their bicycle?
Dude totally wanted to steal my bike. That's Scott Morse. He's called Crazy Morse on here, but he's actually a very talented cartoonist.
Okay, why did dude want to steal his bike?
People steal bikes.
Nice, but not exceptional. It's no lady scorer goal.
Blimey, you're right. Oh, it's because there's a crow on the sea. Oh. He's suggesting that the crow tried to steal a bike.
Oh, so that's whimsy.
Well, no, I don't think he made the crow sell on his bike. And I mean,
does he have to force the crow to do it for it to be whimsical?
I don't think you can force a crow to do anything it hasn't already got it in its mind to do in the first place.
You must like crows, because that's from a good Norse word, isn't it?
I do like crows. I'm a big fan of corvids.
Yeah, Raven, wasn't it? Yeah, Raven. Yeah,
the black crows, I know they're spelt different.
Hey, little thing.
Let me light your candle.
Because Mama, I'm sure hard to handle now. Yes, I am.
Down. Did they do? No, they didn't.
Hey, little thing, let me latch again, because I'm a man.
I was thinking of Jane's Addiction. Counting Crows?
We should probably let her talk about it when they come back later.
I do like ravens and crows. I think they're good. Yeah, magpies. I've become a big fan of magpies.
I have to salute them. I can't help myself. I have to do the hello, Mr. Magpie, as your family. It gets embarrassing. Mm. I've developed tactics for doing it in public. So I just use two fingers. So like, I do like a cub scout salute. But I like get like I'm scratching my...
I just give them a nod.
All right.
Ever since...
I show more deference to magpies.
I was raised to have to do that business. Mm. Hello, Mr. Magpie, and how's your wife?
Yeah.
But I never found I had to do it, because I would literally decades went by without ever seeing a magpie on its own. I would only ever see them in pairs.
Yeah.
So two for joy, supposedly.
Yeah.
Was very unhappy in my job and so on.
Yeah.
Life was hard. Mm. And then since I've started this new job, I see lone magpies all the bloody time. And I'm a much happier man.
Maybe divorce rates in magpies are up.
Hmm. Or maybe it's bollocks.
Possibly. I do it because I like it. Yeah, that it gives me a relationship with an animal that I wouldn't otherwise have. I quite like the fact that I always acknowledge the existence of a magpie.
Yeah, I say hello.
Yeah, that's nice of you. Yeah.
If you, like... And I'm not saying people should do this. I suspect it might be cruel. But if you were to pit squirrels with weapons like tied to their hands and feet.
What sort of weapons?
And tail. Just little sharp things. Not like guns and stuff.
Right, that doesn't make any sense. Short-bladed
like spurs
weapons.
And stuff against a pigeon.
Oh,
no, not one with all the gnarly feet, one with like the full feet and like actual like little metal claws attached to its claws.
No, I think the squirrel. Be,
who would win?
I think the squirrel. Yeah,
because it's got the two hands and pigeon can only really work with its feet.
Squirrel's fucked against a crow.
Like that beak.
Well, just brains.
There are a lot of rats
pigeons in the park near where I work, and also lots of squirrels. Would a rat beat a squirrel, wouldn't it?
Oh, I'm not sure.
They're about the same.
Yeah.
Because like, they're so similar.
Oh, we should have thought about that last night. That would have been a good segment, innit?
So how much money...
We could have done some animal baiting.
How much money do you think... I mean, if you were going to...
How much money did I think the pizzas would be?
If this was a thing, if this was a thing that people did, how much do you think you'd end up spending on this as a betting thing?
Don't draw my daughter's
I just want to make
drawings.
Some notes. I'm just trying to work out, just theoretically. I'm not really going to note anything down. It's a bit... I don't really want to pit animals against each other. It seems like a lot of work.
You're not really
I've got a nice office job and a salary and stuff. I don't want to run on that side of the law for small gains. It doesn't make any sense.
You're unnecessarily dismissive about me giving you this.
Well, but that's the warranty on my...
Yeah, well, let's find out what...
I think it's like a...
Is it a standard?
I don't think it is a warranty. It's just a piece of paper with lots of foreign languages on it.
Have you got the standard? Have you gone for the standard, or did you get an enhanced?
I keep refreshing the Just Giving page, but it's stalled.
Oh, there's some Canadian numbers on here, Jesse. On this piece of paper I'm looking at.
We're at 89%, £445.15 raised of 500 target.
Whee!
I know I infused that with enthusiasm, but I think that's what it was the last time we shouted it out.
You can only phone the French hotline on Lundy and Vendredi.
Oh. Those are... Hang on. 30 days, half September, Wednesday. April, May, Wednesday, and that's Vendredi, isn't it?
Vendredi is Wednesday,
and then Monday is Monday. Monday,
and it's an island, isn't it?
What's an island?
Lundy.
What's Lundy in where? What?
It's an island. There's an island called Lundy, isn't there?
I don't believe you. Find all it. Right. I need to see a picture
Scotty,
of it.
Scotty, look it up. Look. Oh,
I know there's a corner shop called Lundy's.
I didn't know that. See, we're all learning.
Can't you tell your phone to look for it?
Yeah, I could do, but I don't think that would make for good radio.
It's 2016. I think it would make excellent radio.
Lundy is an island in the Bristol Channel. Lundy is the largest island in the Bristol Channel.
How big is the Bristol Channel?
It lies 12 miles off the coast of Devon, England, about a third of the distance across the channel from Devon, England, to South Wales.
Yeah, that wasn't actually very interesting.
That was me dropping the phone.
What are you drawing at this exact point, Dave?
Comic.
I'm drawing a very happy Astro Viking.
Yes! That was actually a textbook Twitter comic 2016 panel description thing. He's drawing a very happy Astro Viking.
Yeah.
That's cool. Doesn't that just sound cool?
Has that guy been reduced to marshmallows?
No.
Oh. Okay. I wish I didn't say
that. I feel like I want to say something about marshmallows, but I'm not
thinking
very clearly.
I really like marshmallows.
Mm.
I like marshmallows.
I can take them or leave them.
Do I tell about the time I had some sugar-free marshmallows?
What's the point?
Yeah, and they were kind of unpleasant cold, but when you stuck them in a fire, they tasted like what I imagined dog shit would taste like.
Actually,
probably like, oh no, this tastes like it's probably a bit shitty.
Still, lesson learned, and you had an adventure, and that's what's important.
I've not had them since, though, so you're right. I have learnt a lesson, moved on, adapted. Is that our next topic conversation? A coaster? We really have been doing this for 23 hours, haven't we?
How have I not seen these coasters before?
Because you didn't look at them. I mean,
I'm looking at a coaster, and there's a cat. And he's got a very dapper moustache and hat. And he's all sepia-toned.
It's an old-timey photo, isn't it?
Cat's probably dead.
I've got to go and take some medication. You keep talking, I've got to take medication. The cat's definitely dead.
I don't know if I should keep talking.
Probably dead in the photo.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't think you could actually pin a fake moustache to a cat that was alive. I don't think they'd stand for it.
You know, I reckon Norwegian cats would get away with a moustache because they are fucking furry.
Norwegian forest cats are beautiful and they're huge as well.
Are they as big as a house?
Yes.
What sort of house? The doll's house or a person house?
The White House.
See, that spoils my next question, which was one bedroom, how many bedrooms? That you went straight for the biggest one.
Yeah.
The actual White House or just a big White House? A house with white people in? Or a house that's painted white? Or the White House?
The White Marshmallow House.
Where presidents live. Really? And their first ladies.
Yeah. True answer.
Yeah.
Giving you, like, actual scale. They're about the size of an AT-AT.
A toy AT-AT?
Yeah.
Good. Okay, good. Because that was scary. But the old style ones,
yeah.
Or...
Yeah.
Oh, I've got one of those at home. That's a good size for a cat.
Yeah.
Do they let you hug them, though?
Google them. You can usually find pictures of people giving them up.
Yeah.
I mean,
you can give it a go.
Yeah. Like, if you get it from a kitten and raise it, I'm sure it will.
Yeah.
What's the name again?
Norwegian Forest Cat.
Sorry, I really should have... should have done more about masking that yawn than I did.
They're not.
Oh my god, they look like normal cats.
They're not really suited for our climate though. Like they've got extra dense fur, extra dense fur. Fuck off. the Norwegian climate.
They're basically just like really gorgeous, gigantic. Normal domestic cats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The fluffy kind.
But giant.
Yeah.
Oh, they're cute.
they're beautiful.
Mm-hmm. But I've got two dogs. I don't think they'd like that sort of disruption. We already introduced two children into the mix, and I don't think they'd have really come to terms with it.
A forest cat would beat the crap out of your dog.
I don't think that's a good idea.
But they would do it majestically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They normally live to be 14 to 16 years old.
I'm not entirely convinced they're not Pokemon.
They're definitely cats, Mike.
But you get cats.
I'm with Nick.
Okay.
It's in the name. They're called Norwegian forest cats.
Nick, you've got to catch them all.
Mike, you could say you've got to catch them all.
Oh, I see what you did there, Nick. Yeah,
I can't claim that one. James whispered that in my ear.
Oh, okay. That's so subtle.
I could have carried it off as my own, but I'm not really that sort of performer. I'm no Jimmy Carr. I don't know. I don't think he's ever stolen jokes. I don't know why I laid that Jimmy Carr story. He seemed to be the one we were talking about earlier on.
Yeah.
I
think he does work with writers.
Yeah, I know that. That I think Italian guy in America who stole jokes.
Super Mario. Sorry, that was the first Italian.
Do you mean Carlos Mencia?
Yeah.
So Mexican guy.
Is he? Yeah. Did I say Italian?
Yeah.
I can't really tell the difference. All Mediterraneans look the same to me.
But he's Mexican.
Is that not the Mediterranean? No, it's equatorial. Yeah, it's not Mediterranean, it's just equatorial, isn't it?
Yeah, we call it the American Mediterranean. We don't mind.
Sorry.
Stop saying, really stop doing it and then say sorry.
But you made me laugh. I intended to blow it into a safe space.
Which safe space?
I've made a safe space.
I feel like it's probably too late, but I should just in case, it's stupid, but... Been awake for a long time. I just feel like I need to say Nick is Mediterranean, listener.
God. That's why I keep doing that.
It's Nick
Kappa Constantino.
Yeah,
it's bad for
his IQ. You can't help it.
Look, I'm having a lot of trouble, with the fact that I now live in a country for the first time since I was a teenager where I've really felt my surname is going to single my kids out for some serious abuse when they get older. So it's sort of. This is all just me acting out. Me punching across at all of these other groups of people. But they're probably equally as white and off-white as me, surely.
Surely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think that makes it okay.
What about the black ones?
Greeks?
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never met one.
They exist. Yeah.
In Greece?
Well, I've never been to
Greece. In Cyprus?
Yeah.
How often do you go to Cyprus, Mike?
The last time I was there was probably 7 years ago.
Do you speak Greek?
I can count to 10. And I can say my name in Greek.
So you can basically...
Off we go, then.
Should we do it together? Ena, thea, drea, desra, benda, exef, dach, doenya, vega. It's not a proper language, it's just made up. It sounds like nonsense.
I have no way of knowing whether that's right or not.
It is right.
I'm just going to have to assume that you pre-prepared that.
Alpha, beta, gamma, delta, epsilon, zeta, eta, theta, yoda, kappa, lambda, mi, ni, xi, omega, beta, rho, sigma, daf.
Are you spelling that?
Omega.
Oh, just omega.
You can't, that's the alphabet. That's the Greek alphabet. You can't spell it.
Omega.
That's like, how do you spell the English alphabet? It's the alphabet.
It's not a
word.
It's a vitamin, not a letter.
What is?
Omega.
It's good for your cats.
It is a Greek letter.
So what's the letter? How come the letter's called the same? I don't understand what's fishy about it. I don't, because omega is a fish vitamin.
I'm trying to think of a fish pie.
I'm really very confused at this point. But
why isn't fish pie one of your bad names?
My point is, I'm trying to crunch past crunched past some territory that I couldn't think of anything funny to say about it or interesting to say about it.
Yeah.
Into the so when you do go to Greek Cyprus,
yes.
Although it's been a really long time, probably only as long as it has been for me. How weird! How badly do people treat you because you can't speak Greek?
Not at all. Not at all. You know what? The last time I was there,
how do you get away with it?
I don't know. People are just nice to me.
Nah.
Yeah. But you know what? It's just been completely overtaken by cats now.
The whole country, just yeah. The whole country taken over by cats. Just there aren't so any people cats. There anymore.
They perform it morning, noon, and night.
That's why. Sorry, go on, Dave.
We're at 93%.
No.
What? £165.
Are you getting emails when?
No, something? I was googling the Norwegian flag.
Google your name.
Oh my god! That's amazing.
£465.15.
That's so apparently all we had to do was get into slightly sketchy racist territory.
Yeah.
That's apparently what people want.
That's post Brexit Britain.
It really is.
Brexit means Brexit, James.
Yeah, I know.
I'll not have this conversation with you again. I feel we've had it quite enough times over the course of this 24-hour stretch. I keep saying 24 hours like I was here for the first 4 hours, but I wasn't. I'm such a Johnny come lately.
There's a new kid in town.
But, so, you don't have... Okay, so I think what's happened there is that when I went there, there were still lots of people there.
Yeah.
And they were Greek people, and they weren't very nice to me because I didn't speak Greek.
Yeah.
But by the time you went there, it had been overtaken by cats. And they're generally okay as long as you let them alone and make sure there's food put down for them when they want it, and they'll come to you for attention. But they're not going to, like, as long as you don't really get in their face, they're okay. And they don't care what language you speak.
No. Well, that's because they can't speak cat.
Who?
The Greek people, they can't speak cat.
But it's been overtaken, but is that why they've over... Like, the
that's,
cats...
That's why they're a bit more relaxed about it.
They're not able to negotiate. Greek. That's how the cats have managed to invade, because if you can't negotiate...
Then the cats kill the
can't
Greek
kill a
people.
Cat.
Not yet, but we live...
Oh, my goodness. Do you not have any relatives out there that you like?
No, I do. I love my relatives over there. Yeah,
sounds like it.
Yeah, but, you know.
Well, like... So when you say they've taken, it's been taken over by cats, that was hyperbole. There are still people there.
There are still people there, yes.
So it's...
there's a lot of cats.
There's quite a few people, though.
I think there's more cats. Because the tourists like feeding them because they're cute.
The Tories?
No, tourists.
Oh, right.
Sorry.
Welcome to Twitter Comic 2016. You're tuned into Who's the Best Greek? Stay tuned to find out.
I'm the least good Greek, definitely. I think that's the bit we'd compete over.
Spoilers.
Who's the least good? But Mike probably thinks he's the least good.
Yeah.
And that's what we're competing for.
I think we're equal because we can both count to 10.
In Greek?
Yeah.
Yeah, and in English. Really, Greeks really value the ability to count up to 10.
Yeah, but it means we know shapes, you know.
John Pentagon. Proved pretty and adequately that counting up to 10
is a skill.
Yeah.
I think I missed the John fucking up numbers thing, but I've been enjoying you guys still ripping into him. What did he do?
It was a lot of fun. He can tell you when he gets here. He's on his way. I think he's listening, or he was a moment ago, so he'll be able to tell you when he gets here.
Did he get the page numbers wrong? He got the page numbers wrong, didn't he?
Yeah, not just once.
Yeah.
He was probably...
I'm not sure how many times, because obviously it was up to him to tell us.
Yeah.
He was probably frazzled. Before I got here, he would have been the smallest person here, and you lot are all monsters, and like he probably felt there was a lot of pressure on him to get it right. And it just went to pot, I think. I think you're all mean, frankly.
That's no excuse. Was it Devin?
Yeah, Devin was here,
so he
wasn't the smallest person here.
No, that's true.
Yeah, it wasn't much in it, though, was there?
What?
Not much in it.
But I'm clearly currying favour with John, because he's going to turn up and he's going to have the most energy of all of us, and I feel that he would be a good ally for me to have if it all kicks off. which it might still do.
He's quite live, isn't he? I tell you, I mean...
Well, compared to us at this point...
Speed on me.
I love the idea. So, I don't think we're going to attack you, Nick.
I didn't
promise.
Yeah.
Look,
Yeah, stay tuned, just in case.
Fair play to anyone, and I'm not a bad person, but I didn't come here to make friends. It's a competition, and I'm in it to win. Getting quite into this series of The Apprentice.
I'm not entirely sure.
I thought it was RuPaul's Drag Race.
I think it's the same format, pretty much.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm getting quite into it. I think Alan Sugar, it's clear that age is getting, like, he's not, his jokes were bad before, but now he's delivering them as if he doesn't quite understand them while he's delivering them, which is kind of sad to see, because we've seen him grow older over the years on telly. But I'm finding the contestants, some of them quite charming this time round.
That's good for you.
Nobody else is watching it, and I can't remember any of their names, so I can't really go into details.
Do you think he'll run for Prime Minister?
Who, Alan Sugar?
Yeah.
I think Alan Sugar's probably smart enough to realise that he doesn't have to run for office. He's got enough money that he can just buy influence, buy the influence of politicians.
That and our political system doesn't actually work like that.
Yeah. Which do you mean?
Well, you don't run for Prime Minister, you run as an MP, and if you're the leader of the party, you get to be the Prime Minister.
That too, but I think...
They've tried to make it more presidential, but...
It would still be possible for him to, you know, decide to become a Tory MP, then run for leadership of the Tory party, win on strength of his celebrity, and so on and so on.
It's
a perfectly feasible possibility, but... Mm. Thanks to the British class system, I think the point Nick is making is that he doesn't need to do that in order to have an undue amount of influence on the running of British society.
Oh, what? Because he can buy power with money?
Well,
he can buy the influence of politicians.
Or is he too
low? In a much more direct way than you can, even in America.
All right, I suppose, yeah.
And, I mean, and you don't even have to buy it with money, do you? You just have to be in the right club.
I want TV, you...
No, I mean, as in Gentlemen's Club.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, with the right lord, or whatever. Bunch of fucking bastards.
How much influence did Lord Such really have? That's what I want to know. Miss him.
Did you like him?
Yeah.
That seemed like a bit of show off.
It inevitably happens.
I didn't think much of him. I didn't like that hat. What's interesting, though, is I didn't like Screaming Lord Such. But I do like, even though he's a bit too comfortable with using words that I think are taboo for good reason.
Nigel Farage.
No. The Dan Harmon's friend who was on, who was Starburns on Community, who's a Greek comedian his whole shtick is just being vile. And so he will just, he's basically like, he feels a little bit like the... Who's the Scottish guy who got beaten up at?
The guy who is essentially responsible for Savile finally being
Jerry Sadowicz.
Yeah,
I feel like, although you only ever see the most cantankerous and obnoxious version of him on Harmontown and in other things, that there's a bit of that same character in the guy who plays Starburns, who's sometimes on Harmontown. He's Starburns in Community, and he's one of the I think his production company has a lot to do with Rick and Morty, because it's one of the little idents at the end.
Starburns,
the one
that says,
"That's a good a show."
Yeah,
which he's Greek, so I think he can do. I think we've established that because he's Greek, he can do
Italian
like comedy Italians. Because that's how it works.
Yeah. Close neighbours, isn't it? It's a bit like me doing a Scottish accent, and no one really.
Yeah.
I'm sure no one could possibly take offence at that.
But I feel like in a lineup, I probably couldn't tell the difference between Jerry Sadowicz, Screaming Lord Such, and that guy. Especially if they were all wearing that top hat thing that he had going on. But I didn't like Screaming Lord Such.
I reckon once
the Starburns are a giveaway.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I think once they're all lined up, your brain would probably access memories where you'd be able to make a pretty good stab at identifying them.
Okay, if their heads and all of their hair on their faces, including their eyebrows, are shaved off, I don't think I'd be able to tell them apart.
If you went to that ridiculous extent, it would become more difficult.
And if they're all naked but had to wear a cup over their, like, and... every single piece of body hair was shaved off. I'd have more and more trouble.
Conversely, I think I'd make them easier to identify.
Well, why? I don't.
Oh, for no reason.
It might get cold.
Me talking about shaving.
Yeah,
down.
Of course it would get cold. That's why we want to wear clothes. Nick's making these people strip off for no good
reason. Do you think me talking about shaving down and stripping naked and shaving down, screaming Lord Such, might have driven off one of our listeners because he's dead and that makes it seem wrong?
It might have been me calling the House of Lords a bunch of fucking arseholes.
But they are a bunch of fucking arseholes. That's just science.
We have got a lot of establishment figures that follow us.
And so, maths. Yeah. And maths. It's just science and maths. And maths is a science. So that's double science. Which I think I used to have on a Wednesday afternoon. At my GCSEs.
Probably. That sounds like the sort of thing that would happen if you're at school.
Mm. Yeah. Happiest days of my life, though, they were.
Yeah, well, for me too.
I mean, I don't think they were, actually.
I did enjoy trampolining at school. That's fun.
Was that? Did you actually have trampolines there?
Yeah.
Or were you just one of the worst bullies at your school, and that's what you call jumping up and down on smaller kids during breaks? In which case, people like you were the reason that I used to stay in the library at lunchtimes. Probably, or it might have been my non-autism. I'm not sure. Cause and effect starts to blur into one after a point.
Just the trauma of not having autism.
Oh, there's a film where a big person ends up jumping up and down on a sort of a Frankenstein-y monster person starts jumping up and down on a small child because it was offensive. It might be a version of Frankenstein. Oh, I just had a really horrible image. Oh. And now I'm picturing the whole of Dancer in the Dark with Bjorkin. Don't watch that film. Don't watch that film. No, there's a film called Dance in the Dark. It's got Bjork in. It's by
Lars von Trier.
Lars von Trier. It's one of the only films by him I've watched, and it's the most heartbreaking thing, not that I've ever seen, but the most heartbreaking thing I can remember right now. Don't watch it, James.
I'm not gonna.
Just don't, though.
No, I wouldn't.
Just look me in the eye.
It's not a film I'd watch.
You might not know. It sounds whimsy. It sounds like it's full of whimsy. Oh, it's got Bjork in. This is me doing your voice. Oh, it's got Bjork in, and it's called Dance in the Dark. I bet there's dancing and singing. That sounds like it will lift my spirits when I'm feeling a bit glum. And then you watch it, and there's little bits that are song and dance numbers at the beginning. It lulls you into a false sense of security. And then she starts going blind, and that's like the least of the things that happen to her. And she accidentally murders someone.
1 hour to go.
And then she gets hung. Sorry if you were going to watch it, that's kind of how it finishes. But I mean, it's not good, and it sounds like it would be cheerful.
I think it'd be remiss if you'd let that completely go, Nick.
What?
It's an hour to go.
Oh, hour! It's an hour to go.
Seems like something.
That is, no, that's really, really good. Do you want to take a break?
No.
Do you want to push through? Do you want to push through to the bitter end?
Yes.
Let's break on through to the other side.
Let's get that sweet moolah.
We are that sweet moolah.
Let go, refresh us,
Let it go, Nick. Don't let it go.
No, because that. Oh, 92%.
93, 400. So that's the same as it was earlier. Just refresh. I mean, we're doing so well that it seems a shame that refreshing it and it not changing still has that weird little.
Yeah.
Drop.
Yes. The effect is lessened, isn't it, really?
Is there any way we can spy on who's listening?
No, there isn't, fortunately.
Yeah.
What's Mulan like, gender fluid?
Mulan?
Yeah.
I think that's a potential read of her. I guess that wasn't...
Them, if so.
Them, no, that's true. That wasn't how her there... That wasn't how their motivation... No, I'm sick, because actually that wasn't how her motivations were presented. Mm. She didn't... She seems to be doing it for practical reasons, really. Mm.
Not presented as actually gender fluid within the plot, within the text. I say, having never seen the film, but, knowing the basic story. But, yeah... That doesn't preclude that being a possibility, but it's subtextual, isn't it?
It's a potentially. I mean, it's not an entirely. I don't think it's an entirely unsatisfactory or problematic reading of it, though, because I don't know. I love that film, by the way. I love it. I think it's great, even though I suspect it might be like a bit offensive for people who grew up with that legend as part of their culture, like most Disney films are. But I don't know, because the relationship she has with the prince or whatever he is in that culture is kind of it feels fairly typically heteronormative. Like, yeah, heteronormative. She does take the within the context of that relationship, she does end up taking the traditionally female role, and she does.
That doesn't mean she can't be gender fluid.
No, that's true.
Or they, depending, it's like the Wonder Woman being bisexual thing. If it's not said in the text, it's not said in the text. But
there's a thing, right? So I'm sure I've talked about this on podcasts before, but fuck it, it's really, really early in the morning, and we have got people listening, and there might be people who haven't listened to the entire catalogue of all of the podcasts we've ever done.
That seems unlikely.
But the there's a thing, and it's a term I'd never heard before, but coming from the background that I did, where even though it was a fairly sort of by the numbers media course with a little bit of culture studies, there was a lot of academic critique of films and TV and stuff like that. So one of the things that frustrates me a little bit about a lot of online pop culture fandom and culture is the inability that a lot of people seem to have to not the thing that a lot of people do is take things literally that are actually just interesting readings. They're interesting ways of. We talked about the Bechdel test earlier on, which I think would be better served as being called the Bechdel observation, probably, or something. In that it's an interesting way to interrogate something, but it's used as a rule because what's happening is, and this sounds stupidly elitist, and I don't mean it to be. I think anyone can look at art or culture or whatever and go, this is an interesting way of looking at this.
Yeah,
it doesn't mean like it's interesting to look at Frozen from the perspective of it being there are people who look at it from the perspective of it being as near to Disney as near to a story about lesbians as Disney's ever going to get. I've heard people say that, to say it is a lesbian film. And I think that it's not that that makes me necessarily uncomfortable. I just feel that, as Dave said, that's not what the text is. Mm. It's an interesting way of interrogating the thing. And I don't really necessarily, I don't like the idea of canon necessarily. I don't believe that that's a real thing. But like, at the same time, when you say this is a feminist film, this is a totally misogynistic film, or this is a film about gay characters, but it's in the subtext, but it's obviously about a gay relationship or all of this stuff, then that's just as literal as saying, well, no, it isn't, though, because blah. These are all just interesting readings of stuff. But when you're talking about what it actually is, it's easier, it makes more sense if you sort of look at what the text literally says. Say, well, this is what the text says. This is a reading that makes it interesting. And that's quite, I'm quite comfortable with that, because that's what we did on my course. And that's what people are doing. And I love that. That's what people are doing. But the problem I find is that people tend to take their reading of something or take the reading they've read of something and turn it into, is it fair to say, dogma?
Yeah.
That it becomes, and it's people can feel however they feel about something, but I think that once you start turning something into dogma, you're restricting the potential readings that other people can have of it whenever you have a conversation with them.
Mm-hmm.
And it just makes it, there's a potential for really interesting conversations, and actually people are using that potential to shut down potential conversations. But the thing that Dan Harmon, one of the things that he always, because he's such a, he's the same age as me actually, but he's obviously because he's louder and more certain and has a bigger podium, he always... He always feels like he's a grumpier old man than me, but actually he's about as grumpy as me. But like he was, but he's always been very like millennial. He started out when I first started listening as being very millennials, like talk about everything being problematic and stuff. But then he was talking to a student or an academic or someone who was studying for their PhD or whatever, and she. Said to him, but what my job is as an academic, or what my job is as someone who's being academic in this field, is to problematize things. And I'd never heard the term problematize, and he'd never heard the term problematize before. But that's what I think is the most interesting sort of film criticism or culture criticism is. You're not saying this thing is problematic, but you're looking at it and you're thinking, well, what are the different ways that we can look at this? What are the different ways that it could be problematic? Which sounds really negative, but it's just a way of doing deeper readings of things. And you can hit on truth. You can find, and if you know more about the truth, the realities, the production realities of something, you can hit on something where you go, well, no, like, if you're watching a Mel Gibson film and the message, the underlying message seems to be a misogynistic...
Anti-Semitic
thing, we know enough about him as a person that we can say that maybe that isn't all an accident. It isn't just that we're reading it from that perspective.
Yeah.
And when you see there are certain things you can infer that that are... They're not necessarily realities, but they're certainly more likely to be realities when you see a film that's set in a completely foreign culture, in a Middle Eastern culture or something like that, and all of the actors are white playing people from that country. And then that doesn't necessarily tell you anything. I mean, it gives you a sense of something. It doesn't necessarily tell you anything. But then when someone from the production responds to criticism about that by, rather than just staying quiet, which, you know, they can do if they want to, by saying, oh, it's because we worked out in the, you know, films that have non-white people don't sell or something. The minute they say something concrete, you can read a lot into that, and you can read something a bit more concrete into it. You can read that it's bullshit and it's an excuse, but like... But I quite like the idea of looking at things and saying, well, what are the different things they could be saying about this? We don't know what they're saying, but it is interesting to think about what they could be saying about it. Or, like, I'm not really sure what my point was. You were talking about Mulan. You were asking about Mulan.
Yeah. Sorry.
No, it's fine. It's okay to be a bit sleepy. You've been awake a really long time. You do a lot of travelling. It's fine. Yeah. I'm just trying to work out where I was going. I think I went there and then I went past it, and then I repeated the point a couple of times. Maybe I'm just being belligerent at this point.
Shall we say yes?
It doesn't sound like it to me. It sounded like you were talking a lot of sense. But then I'm a naturally quite belligerent person.
So yeah, maybe that's just... but problematizing, I like the idea of that. I don't like necessarily... I like the idea of people saying this might be problematic. I don't necessarily like the hard line.
This is problematic.
Unless the person saying that always has to have built up a hell of a lot of credibility for me first. Because like everything else, there are I watched Question Time the other night. And there was a lady on there who said, I don't like that people keep saying Leave voters are stupid. I'm not stupid. I didn't just choose based on a whim to vote leave. I looked at all the facts. I did my research. I looked at all. I'm doing a voice. That's kind of how she sounded. I did my research. I did all of my research. I looked at different sources, and I came to the decision to vote leave based on my research. And then Dimbletron asked her, "So what were your reasons for voting leave?" And they were literally the same talking points that were on the front cover of all of the tabloids and a whole bunch of UKIP buses for months. Like, there was nothing beyond those three or four talking points. And it was like, and that's an awful lot of you start to become, on the one hand, I don't want to dismiss anyone at this point, and I've become really, I tend to err on the side of caution when I read something about a group that I'm not in, and they're saying that something is offensive or whatever. I will now tend to try and look much harder at that thing than I would have done in the past. But at the same time, there's a lot of recycled thought,
just in
general on the internet and just in culture in general. And I do it as well. And if I'm reading someone and it seems like they aren't willing to consider that they might have biases for a second, then I'm just not really interested. I can't take them seriously. Like, because, like, that's part of being with critical reasoning, as far as I'm concerned. So
there's that.
James, you're very tired.
Yeah.
I'm assuming that's why it took you so long to turn that music off, and it wasn't that you were trying to make some point.
No, I didn't expect that to happen.
What was it, though? I want to know what it was.
Well, it was just a James Adomian had posted a GIF to illustrate a mood or feeling. He was like, I don't know, I'd be all up in this something or other. Or I don't know. Some
James Adomian is a comedian.
And
he posted a GIF.
And it had loud music, I didn't realise.
Okay.
And I thought it was all turned down and buttoned down for sound. Oh, Mike, you really have reached that time. And Mike,
I liked it because...
How much of a trooper have you been, though, dude?
Because...
Sorry, I didn't mean to call attention to it and make you feel uncomfortable. Sorry.
The thing is, how
wonderful you
are. I'm going to stand up.
No.
Yeah, because then when you pass out, you'll hurt yourself much more when you hit the table.
I'm going to walk for a little bit.
I like it, though, because 13 or 14 or 15 hours ago, anything even remotely approaching, I've turned the music up really loud and I wasn't expecting it, would have thrown you into such a fucking panic. You would have been running around like a headless chicken. Or just a chicken. They're all quite scary.
Is that chicken? It's probably John.
Now exhaustion seems to have rubbed off some of those panicky edges. Maybe you should never sleep. That seems like a good idea.
Yeah.
You seem really...
That seems like a great idea.
You seem really chilled out.
Hi, good morning.
Hi.
Good morning.
It seems like it's possible that I have never slept.
Do.
Ever.
You all sound far more chipper in person than you do going through the podcast.
Oh,
we just got a burst of energy because James scared us all with loud music.
And I'll do it again, I tell you.
Yeah, it didn't work for me.
Oh,
I'm nearly there.
I wonder why the table was wobbling, but it's because Dave's
rubbing one out.
Did you think someone was fucking and you hadn't noticed?
I left the fucking...
Oh, God, I'm sorry, Devin.
Flipping it. I left the front door open and he came in and he nicked the TV, the video.
Hello.
There's a baby.
How is everyone?
Hello, I'm not tired enough that I'll drop you. It's fine.
I'm really tired.
I can hold the baby up while very tired, apparently.
That baby. It's a bat baby.
Here's a bat baby. Oh, you are a bat baby. Yum, yum, yum.
Cabernet and drool. Lovely. Again.
This is page 23.
Right in there, like it's meant to fit.
And this is page 24.
Really?
Do you want to do some podcasting? Come and have a look.
Nearly there. Just finishing up.
This is
finish
let me move
have you drawn in the Halcyon days of podcasting, back when people used to always do it in a studio with a producer and stuff like that. We didn't have to worry about social media, but now it's like 70% of the job. So this is where we tweet about what we're doing. This is Facebook. It's less satisfying normally to post to Facebook.
We have been taking the piss out of you mercilessly for that, I'm afraid.
This is a Norwegian forest cat. I had you back.
Mainly me, to be fair.
Yes, you did.
This is... Oh, they've been listening. So this is a Norwegian forest cat. It looks like a normal cat in that picture, but that's because you can't tell the scale. It's actually about twice the size of a normal... It's about the size of a house. A doll's house, admittedly. But who are you trying to give this to? Shall I hold it? And this is... Look, Devin, this is our total.
What were we on so far? Last time I checked...
We're on, hang on.
It's about 430 something like that.
Oh, still 93%.
465.
Point 0.15. You can't.
Kind of 0.15. Sorry. 465 and 15 pence.
Trying to get one while you're not blurry.
Okay. Sorry, I was trying to snuggle you, and actually, I just headbutted you. Oh, thank you. Oh, I don't think this is good podcasting. But we've got more listeners than we have had for a couple of hours, and all they can hear is me nuzzling a baby. Those are the right words, aren't they?
I think those are acceptable words. Yeah.
Good.
Yes.
Nuzzling's a good word for it's good.
Right.
So, Devin, what is your opinion on the boy, because he's nearer to your age than he is to ours, who won the record for the giganticest...
How many pounds was it? It was big, wasn't it?
I heard something
it was
about
in old money. Yeah. It was £29.
Yeah, something like that.
And he won $6,000, which is good even by today's standards.
And he was under 10, so that's a fortune. That's like £1 million if you're grown up.
So this green is a very pleasing green. That's a very pleasing pink. And if you're a graphic designer, I believe you would understand that those two, even though they look jarring, that makes it pop. And the blue underlying makes it even more. So it's really very striking. This graphic was is an element that someone else, like did Steve do the whole thing?
We did that. Yeah, all of everything you see within the green border is Steve.
What?
Everything without is the standard design of the Just Giving page.
I like it, and I think Devin likes it. He isn't crying. Oh, he's about to stop.
Oh yeah, no, he doesn't like it.
Do you want this?
Think it's great.
Yeah.
There you go. Oh, no, you keep it.
We've been talking about problematising things, Devin.
We were listening to that as we came up.
Did it make sense?
It did, actually. I thought it was really interesting. I love the fact that you called the host of Question Time Dibbletron.
I must have picked that up from somewhere. That
it's
seems like
a
someone
isn't
else
it Private
thing.
Eye that calls him Dimblebot or something?
I don't really Private Eye. I'm sure Steve must have called him that at some point.
But it's I think say that
you said all those really sort of like interesting and quite intelligent things about it, and the only thing I really remembered was that you called him Dimbletrot.
That's cool. That's good. I couldn't even remember. I'm not even sure where I picked that up from. So at some point Mike is going to pass out.
No, I'm fine.
Yeah,
sure?
don't pass out on your feet, man.
I'm standing in a morphine.
Yes, please.
Can I have a cup of tea, please, with one sugar? Thank you. So it's just occurred to me that I'm not going to get to sleep until the boys have their nap at about 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock time. So it's all very exciting.
I don't see me being awake at that time.
Who? Obviously, you two, you three, have been up for the whole thing?
Yeah, Jess is the only person who slept, really. Well, yeah.
Really soundly, I think.
I think you passed out, didn't you, and then you woke up and went to sleep.
Yeah.
Is that right? Is that what happened?
Yeah.
Was in the recovery position for a while.
Yeah.
Should we take a break? Because this is mostly just catching up.
Yeah.
Or were we going to push straight through?
Dave's so close to finishing. We should probably have the mic open as Dave finishes the play.
Yeah. I can keep talking. So there you go. You can fill the next 40 minutes of dead air with me. Basically, what you guys go, one,
no, it didn't happen.
Three, eight, and so on.
He's doing my bit now.
No, that I was doing the count.
I'm getting parochial over my bits, aren't I? Hello, mate.
Parochial.
over your, over his bits.
What does parochial
well,
mean?
There you
I'm
go.
Sure that's not been used right there. In fact, checking him on the fly.
Devin's favourite thing is to slap me in the head.
Relating to a church parish, having a limited or narrow outlook or scope, is that what you were doing?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
He was being territorial, that's what he
meant.
That's protective, what I meant.
Yeah, okay.
Parochial covers it.
Having a limited or narrow outlook or scope.
Not quite yet.
That no one on our
almost
podcast
finished.
Could make
almost
a,
finished.
A Dracula bit. Is a
no,
bit...
I think you're the only one who can do that.
No, John did it and he did it well.
Well, he did it. His was very specifically
Captain
Dracula.
Mine was more of a specifically bad impression of a character from Sesame Street.
Yeah, he wasn't even Dracula, it was the Count von Count.
I want to drink your blood, Benny Clifton, Ted Rogers, 3-1. That was an impersonation of an old friend of mine and maybe John's will have met him. James is always out the room. It's very weird, actually.
Yeah.
Bob Carroll G spitting the dots. Spitting
yeah.
to the dots.
Yeah. He was probably starting a porn empire or something by now.
Oh, there's a small... George shouldn't say that word.
It's all right. He's not picking up...
Now,
empire.
He's
going to have to understand the reality of living in post-colonial Britain at some point.
You have to understand the reality of me, the mob.
That is a reality, and it's a reality. Yes.
I'm glad that's what you think.
Yeah.
What words can he... Is he starting to do word noises?
No,
I was asking Anna about you, John. Oh, that's a gift that keeps giving. No, John, sorry.
That's all right. No, he's starting to make word noises, but that was a very, very good joke.
It's a version of a joke that we've kind of been doing for about a year and a bit.
Should we not be doing some sort of... We should probably be drawing attention to the fact that Dave's getting right to the... To the end.
The last page is indeed happening. You can't
I've lost
have
the... that. James, I've lost it.
Where am I done that?
No, I need it. Where is it?
I can do it on here.
You can't
wreck
the mic. You can't wreck the mic.
So, James said something. I'm covering for the fact that I got James and Dave mixed up, but I think I did it okay. James said we should mention that Dave is on the phone. Page is absolutely right, and he is in charge. So, David,
yeah,
are you on the final page?
Yeah, well, I'm kind of doing pages 23 and 24 at the same time.
Oh, that's clever.
I'm nearly done. I am in my closing minutes here. It's going to be about maybe another 5 minutes and then it's done completely.
Blimey, you're going to be ahead of time. How are you feeling?
Very, very, very tired, as I may have mentioned the last 15 times I was
asked. So is there any joy in it, really?
Oh, yes.
Like, are you
yes.
feeling...
At some point today, I'm going to sleep. Yeah, of course there's joy
I mean
in it.
About what
I made a comic
achieved.
Yeah, of course I love making comics. There's a lot of joy in making a comic.
You just normally make them over a longer period of time.
Yeah, which actually is quite nice to have done it quickly because it means I made a comic and it didn't take ages. It's nice, but I am very tired.
And to be honest, right, like, people do 24 hour comics a lot. You hear people talking about it, yeah, but anyone can do it with the support of all of their peers doing it at the same time on a given day. Not many people can do it with endless distractions of, like, a rolling cast of dozens of idiots, a dozen idiots probably, around them, forcing them to participate in quizzes and stuff like that.
Yeah, I don't think many people take part in a quiz in the middle of making a 24-hour comic. I think
and win. Yeah, and win.
And win. Yeah. The truth, I am amazing. It is definitely, I am your natural born king.
Well, I hope you enjoy your Poundland trophy.
Yes, I already have.
Peter Amerson's back, everyone.
Yay!
Hello, Peter.
That should be a band name, Pound Store Trophy.
That does sound like the name for a band.
Yeah.
Double Barrel Poundland. That should be the name of a band. Or a song.
Or a surname.
And it could be about Shirley High Street. I still can't get over the fact that there are two Poundlands within sight of each other on Shirley High Street. Which is really... There's probably a form of classism.
I hope their staff rumble after work.
Do you think they compete? Do you think they're rivals?
Yeah, I think they got mad.
Do you think
competing skills?
Do you think both sets of staff rumble like a full-on, like the Warriors or West Side Story sort of rumble?
A bit like that thing from Anchorman.
To one person, yeah. Or do you think that each manager has to choose a champion? And they meet in the middle of Shirley High Street on one of those traffic islands.
I think they mix it up a bit.
Different things, different days.
Different, yeah, different days, different rules.
Like a champion most weeknights, and then on Sunday after they do the final cashing up, just before they all go for their slap-up team meal, which I'm sure they do, they have a full-on rumble.
Yeah, almost certainly. It'll always be a bit of a mix-up, because they're from rival codes of the Poundland shop. So they don't fight by the same rules and etiquette. So it's always a bit...
Do you reckon this is why the Warren's such a non-go zone?
Exactly, because it's just full of pound shop people.
And it's difficult as well, because, like, there's one person on the east side Poundland who's fallen in love with one person from the west side Poundland. But they can't... They know that it's like a death oath or something.
Yeah, let's have a bit more Romeo and Juliet. I want some more of this.
It's not really Romeo and Juliet, is it? Isn't it like just a...
All right.
So
it's
Romeo
more...
and Juliet the archetype, or is this love... Were they kind of been the first star-crossed lovers, surely?
Yeah, definitely were. Well, David and Goliath, but after that...
I don't think David and Goliath were exactly star-crossed. More stone...
I love you, mate. I'm going to twat you right in the head.
But they were my favourite gladiators of the show Gladiators.
I feel like
that was funnier.
You're thinking of Cain and
when
Abel.
When I had it in my head. Wasn't Goliath one of them?
I think it was because we had a wolf earlier on.
I thought that Gladiators was one of those references that you could still just drop it in and people would laugh out of recognition.
He looks like he's putting finishing touches on.
Are you putting finishing touches on, David?
I'm getting there, yeah.
This is good. What would be cool... Might not happen. What would be cool is if we could hit our target before David finishes. He's about 3 minutes off at this point, and we are at 93%, £465.15, which means we've got £34.
So,
five to go.
£34.85.
Do you think you can finish us off? Send us...
Do you think, listener, that you can finish us off?
I reckon you probably could right now. I don't think it would take much.
I think £34 and however you like. Was it £34.85 is a pretty good price for a happy ending?
Yeah, it's 35 quid to finish us off. JustGiving.com.
BoardsWHI. Oh my god, no, someone should tweet about that. You lot do some filler time.
Oh god.
I think we just broke
games. I've got to go and stand by the back door. I can't even take it anymore.
Not even a euphemism.
What's going on?
No, honestly, people do have to fill a little bit. I'm typing. I can't tweet and talk at the same time.
Why not?
At the moment, I wouldn't be able to, but I really actually do think about the stuff I'm saying. You know, it doesn't seem that way at all. Because I'm not that good at thinking.
Well, Anna, I do admire the Batman Beyond, because that was one of the answers to the quiz. So
that was complete fluke. I didn't even...
That was from Anna's Batwoman cosplay.
Yeah.
Oh! Well, I say cosplay, fancy dress. I'm not sure what the difference is. I'm sure...
I don't think you can call it cosplay if it's a hen night in an ice cream parlour.
No, okay. I mean...
I bet you can.
I bet you can. Night in an ice cream parlour. Jesse, let's get married. Right, come on.
Let's get nuts!
He wants a hen night in an ice cream parlour, so you can marry him.
Oh, so is that's the only motivation? Yeah. We're going to marry just so we have a hen night. Yeah. Ice cream...
That should be worth £34
and 5p.
Come on.
Definitely. And it is also a happy ending.
If only you'd done it more romantically.
Yeah.
Have you got a ring? You can only do what he's like.
Seriously, you're in a pound store and you couldn't find a ring.
It's been a difficult night, it's a bit sore.
All that coffee.
Yeah.
Come on, guys.
Yeah.
We're trying.
Right. So, I keep getting distracted by Dave just finishing off his...
God, I just realised I missed that on mic. Sorry.
Oh, that looks so good.
Mm. Well, Mike just proposed. Right, did he say yes? I thought he just kind of...
No, he said yeah, all right then.
Glossed past it. Right. Oh, okay.
Sure, why not?
But only once he realised it was for coffee... It's ice cream.
I've got
caffeine on the mind.
I was going to say, I think it's more the fact that obviously you're just saying, going, give me coffee or give me death.
I've got coffee. Anna very kindly made me a tea. Listeners, we are 7% off our target. David is about to finish. The reason I've gone quiet is because I'm trying to send a message out, so it's not all on you guys, as I suspect you have probably given your share. Oh God, I can't type. I'm normally such a good typist. Why on earth am I having so much trouble?
Because you've been up for 24 hours.
I'm okay. It's fine. I'll be okay. Yeah, I was. That was a feed line for exactly what John said. I was expecting him to make it a bit funnier, but like that's fine. I'm still such an arsehole. I've become more of an asshole the more tired I am.
Have only just noticed this?
Yeah, no, yeah, I have actually.
You thought you'd have noticed this with like the first kid?
No, I feel like he made me. Like, the thing is, I think what happened was he made me more of a better person, and then the tiredness dragged me down, but I still averaged out better than I was before, so it's okay. The second child has definitely made me more of a dick.
See, I don't think he had any sort of positive impact on my personality. Just made me tired and angry. And
maybe you're already a better person than me. That's the thing.
Well, maybe. We've averaged out in about the same place now, though, I think.
Yeah. That's the nicest thing anyone said to me in the last 24 hours.
Oh.
Yeah, that's actually probably true.
Yeah. James, I'm typing. Can you take charge?
No, I'm looking at Twitter.
Okay.
I'm done looking at Twitter now. What should I talk about? Hold on, let's go on the random topic generator again.
You went on the random topic generator on Twitter. I can't imagine how successful
I think it might be a bit he's doing. I don't think there's a real random... He's just going to the BBC site and trying to find something that catches his attention.
Let's have a look.
His mercurial attention.
Apparently, Anna... Oh, I don't care.
What?
I can't even be... there's a thing about clowns. We've done clowns, haven't we?
Yeah.
Really?
Is this clown thing still going on?
Since yesterday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't know. We haven't left the house or read any actual news.
Is the house surrounded by clowns?
We don't know what's going on out there, John.
To be fair...
You've gone out there, slept, had a morning and come back and you're asking us what's going on in the outside world. That's not...
I'm just slightly convinced, like, in your mind, when you leave this house, there's basically going to be a group of clowns outside on a traffic island in Shirley High Street fighting over pound chops.
I was not even considering that until just now.
I'm actually more amused by the fact that Nick's, like amazed by the fact you don't know what's going on.
No, that's
yeah,
true.
To be fair, this is pretty much standard for me at this point. I haven't known what's been going on for the past 11 years.
11 years?
Yeah.
Are you 41?
No.
No, I'm 37.
Are you doing a bit
seven.
Of
that? Fucking hell, he really doesn't understand how numbers work.
No!
I thought you guys were just being really mean.
No, I don't understand how numbers work.
That's amazing.
Well, I don't understand how they work, but I understand the basic sequences they're meant to appear in.
But that's basically how they work.
Yeah.
So you do understand how they work.
You can do complicated stuff for them. I'm going to regret that.
What have you done?
Just scratched the scab on my leg.
Yeah.
It's going to bleed.
Are you already regretting it? A little bit.
No, I'm just worried it's going to bleed and make a mess. I think I'm all right. I'm getting away with it at the moment. No one noticed, so we should probably just move on.
Gloss past it. Talk about the next thing. I think you've still got stuff on your list.
Yeah.
We've got like two more listeners than we've had for a little while, so you've really got to bring it home.
Next
and that's quite impressive.
Bring him home. One of them is you.
No, one of them isn't me. I'm actually not listening anymore. I'm
You're just
here, you don't need to listen.
One upstairs, one downstairs at home.
Oh, they're reducing the numbers.
Brilliant.
I feel like that was a good thing to do because it kept us focused, but like now I'm disappointed that those weren't.
Yeah, but now you've got two extras, even with us two bowing out.
So that's like four extra people.
Are we getting extras?
Three. One of them left. One of them's left while we've been discussing it. I think we made them uncomfortable.
Yeah, maybe people are feeling intimidated by all this scrutiny on their presence. No one wants to feel like they're being...
Yes, that's a good idea. Give us presents. Well, not us. Mine. It's a very...
Yeah.
A worthwhile charity.
Oh, yeah.
Give me presents or coffee.
You can donate money for mine because David has created a comic in 24 hours. Like a full 24-page
comic.
And it's got a story in it about Astro Vikings.
Yeah.
And gods and monsters.
And their search for booty.
Man. And can I just say that, I am sincerely sorry.
Yeah.
If you have a favourite charity that isn't the one we went for, but we had to make a choice. And it's the one that meant the most to...
Which ones now?
The I've person finished. Doing it. Hey! Yes! Hey! David is finished.
Let John look at it first.
Okay. I'm going to have a look at it.
Because, to be honest, I think you want to scan it again.
Did you get the scanner working?
Yeah. 22 minutes left.
Oh, well done. What are we going to do now? Under the wire.
I would happily murder any adult in this room for a cup of coffee.
Oh, okay.
I'll make a cup of coffee and then we should think about saying goodbye.
The problem with that is,
then I'd have to raise him as my own.
Potentially leaving Devin as an orphan. That'd be quite cool, though. I'm sorry, guys, but that would be quite cool. What? David's huge, and he's a baby. It would be a lone wolf and cub thing.
Yeah.
But in England, in post-apocalyptic England, give it a couple of months.
Yeah.
Apocalypse, Brexit, same difference.
Yeah.
I'm better than Viggo Mortensen. He is in
that one. Yeah. The Rogue, whatever it was.
The Rogue's not really... I hadn't considered that as a lone wolf and cub analogue, because... I didn't think Lone Wolf and Cub was that depressing.
No, I'm
hopeless.
I've never seen the film The Road, but I read the book, and the one thing I remember from the book is it has no punctuation at all.
I mean, that's an interesting thing to focus on.
It's one of the weirdest written books to read.
That would make it really hard. Yeah.
For a little while, but not really hard than Trainspotting.
Nick, interview David about how he feels having finished.
Yeah, he loves when we do that.
My main thing of feeling about The Road... as a film, I've not seen it, but it looks like a really, really poor addition to the classic movie series starring Bob Hope and Bing Crosby.
It's a prequel. Why has it got to be a prequel? Like, where are they even going?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, doesn't.
That, I don't doesn't know if anyone's going to drop that reference
at all. Well,
and at that point, of course, we had Bob Hope and Jack Lemmon, and Jerry Lewis. It's not Jack Lemmon. He's in a different odd couple.
Yeah, Bing Crosby. It was Bob Hope and Bing Crosby.
Back then we had Bob Hope and Bing Crosby, and now we've got no Hope and no Crosby.
That's right.
Doesn't really work.
Crosby.
We've got Stills and Nash.
Have we still got Stills and Nash?
I'm not sure. We've got one of them. One of them's been on an horror album.
No, Phil Collins saved David Crosby's life because he paid for a liver transplant.
Is that
useful fact?
Did he record a charity song?
Hang on, now I've got a tweet out there.
Yeah, you can cry me a liver. I cried a liver of you.
Yes.
Hello, Devin. What have you thought of it? All good? Yeah. Nick and John, David, Jesse.
Yes.
Michael isn't here, and Anna.
Yeah,
I've named all of the human beings in this room.
You didn't name us, you just remembered our names. Okay. That's different.
I'm just going to start. I'm going to say thank you to David for creating the Twitter comic 2016. It was brilliant. I liked it.
Cosmic.
You're starting the goodbye.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Is this going to take 20 minutes, the speech?
Well, yeah, I don't think we turn into pumpkins if we come off a couple of minutes before 10 o'clock.
Oh, come on.
You're going to go to 10? Okay, sorry.
You might as well go to 10.
No, okay.
look,
Oh, you want to go to Tindy?
But you finished the topic.
I'm making fun of you. I'm sorry.
No, but it's fine. No, this is as good a place as any, to be fair.
But, you know, 24-hour podcast. No, the people are supporting the
24-hour. Dave, I signed on for the 24 hours, mate.
Giving money.
I'll do it.
I mean, you've done more than 24 hours already.
Really?
No, well, it doesn't count because it's in my house.
All right.
I never go anywhere for this.
I've got up to on the scanning I did. It was page...
What?
Michael, you know what number you got to be honest,
I think you might... I've done a bit of amending. Like, I've amended page one a little bit, and you might want to, like... I've monkeyed about with it a bit. You might want to just start from the beginning again.
That's not a bad idea.
Which, does that scan as PDFs?
Yes.
So you could just scan it all as one PDF, can you?
My favourite part of the podcast is this administration. I like this.
My favourite bit of the podcast was when James, at the 11th minute, the final few minutes, decided he was going to take the piss out of other people for doing admin on the mic.
Yes, my favourite part though.
When I think he ordered a pizza on the mic.
No,
I thought I was.
My bad.
I still think the best bit was when he fell through the bar.
Yeah. And then when I did a 30-minute routine about him falling through the bar.
Yes. Oh my god, we recycled it.
Yeah.
From about an hour ago.
Yes. I started it. Right.
What?
Is that mine? No, that's not mine. I don't even know what that is.
Doesn't look like mine. That's not mine. Let's have a look inside.
What's that box? This is great radio, isn't it? I've just talked James into staying. It's carrying on for the full 24 hours, and then I'm going, what's in this box?
What's in the box?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Dave.
Oh, God.
This box is empty.
Well, that was
for
that
leaflet telling you about the TP-Link that we're using. To get us a connection to the internet.
Dear listener, please make this worthwhile. Don't.
I think we've all done very well and we can all be very proud.
At justgiving.com/fundraising/WHI.
Why would you... I've been here with you and supported the whole time. Why did you have to...
We're in his house. We might as well use his ridiculously long web address.
Yeah, just giving. https://www.justgiving.com/fundraising/WHI. Better if it's capital S, because that's how it is on this. Browser window. You're right, David. I feel much better.
Yeah.
What are you reading now, James?
Oh, I'm having a look at the quiz answers. I haven't had a chance to peruse them. Nice paper, this. Is this your paper?
No.
It's quite heavy. Stock.
It's from
the basement. Oh, yeah. Do they only do heavy paper? I don't know what I'm asking.
That's okay.
When I was younger, I used to go to W.H. Smith's to buy stationery. I'd always get flatulent.
That's a good story.
Yeah.
So how long did you two sleep for?
I thought that was going somewhere else.
Look, we're doing more of the English passive aggression.
No, it was quite late when you left.
Yeah.
You left earlier, didn't you?
Yeah. 11.
It shows you how well I
remember. Half 11 till like 6.
Yeah.
Woken up for an hour in the middle of it.
Okay. See. New parents, perfect people have around for something.
But
like
he
this.
Didn't, he slept through.
Oh, really?
Tut tut. Did he?
No, you.
Not that baby, the other one.
Yes. The one with less hair.
John says, like, John's the baby.
I wouldn't touch me.
He really doesn't get old. Amy used to do that joke about me to people when I wasn't around, so actually, I don't think it's funny. I think it's. Yeah, but that doesn't stop me doing it about John.
if
anything,
doing
it
John
makes
is
it
the
more...
baby jokes on Twitter.
Yeah, I think we were doing it about the pregnancy
as
well, weren't we?
Yeah.
Hey, Devin. Are you fascinated by the people?
I've brought a change of clothes with me. I'm gonna. So, dear listener, you can imagine that shortly I'm going to go into another room and make myself naked for a very short period of time.
No.
I'm not going to take anyone with me. Yeah. Just your thoughts.
Yeah, you don't need. I've got cameras in pretty much every room, so
okay,
I'm covered.
But I won't be.
Stacey's back.
That's exactly my plan. That's why I had them installed at great expense.
They're pastries in that bag.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. That's going to rustle really loudly.
Yeah, well, that's fine.
Good old radio.
I think the sound horse has bolted.
I think probably sound quality wise, the worst period was the first couple of hours.
Oh, yeah.
My favourite time doing a podcast at this table was the time when James scheduled for me to come over and we started doing the podcast and he decided he was going to run a wash load at the same time.
No, it was in its final rinse, mate. I timed it. I timed it so it would finish about when you got there. I'm sorry, but my domestic life doesn't stop just for you, Nicholas.
Or the listener.
Well, yeah. Sorry, listener.
You're
going to
get a reminder.
Oh, he's going to apologise to you, listener. I think our relationship can last 12 more minutes, can't it?
Maybe we should put a divider down the table.
Oh, I like that good asterisk book.
It's probably a bit late in the day.
That's Romeo and Juliet and all that.
Yeah.
There you go. Oh, I kept on thing.
Oh my god, I'm plugged.
Where's he gone?
Who?
You're
over there. Where's
Devin
going?
Sorry, I got really startled.
Probably going to try and drown himself in the
people
dog
are
dog.
Moving about really quickly around me, and I'm in no fit state.
Are you feeling skittish, like a squirrel or a pigeon?
I feel like I'm feeling quite sleepy.
If you were a squirrel, and you were also a pigeon, and we attached weapons to your extremities, which do you think would win, pigeon James or squirrel James? Bonus question, what if we threw a rat into the mix and he was a James too?
I think you'd have to keep adding animals until you found a non-James animal that would then conquer all of the others.
One non-James animal to rule them all.
Final bonus question, which 90s X-Men team would you have been on in such a state?
oh dear. Oh.
Yeah.
They're like little squirrel coughs.
Yeah, I'm alright. This came out of my ear.
He's doing magic tricks.
Did you see this?
Oh, this is new.
Why did you have to stop swearing in front of me?
Is he starting to pick stuff up? Is he doing words yet?
It's been a year of every time I want him to go to sleep, I'm like, right, do you want tits and a nap? So the other day he started punching me in the chest while screaming tits at me. I was just waiting for that one to happen in the supermarket.
It's fine as long as he's only doing it to you and you're okay with it.
I mean, the kid's fine.
It
was the same joke, Emily. It keeps working on me. I'm feeling a little bit weird.
I don't know what I've missed.
I don't know what I've missed.
I'm really... This is the it's becoming terrifying now.
Dave, how are you feeling? And I don't mean like I just in terms of this. How does it feel to you that James and I have basically been doing whatever the fuck we wanted? Sorry, Devin, for the last in my case 20 hours and his case 24 hours. We've been going off for little cigarettes or like little walks or whatever whenever we wanted. There's not really been any pressure on us. And you've been doing a comic for that whole time, and yet we're whining like a couple of man babies. Sorry, Devin.
Who would have thought I
about how weird we feel when we haven't even really had to concentrate that hard? Do you want to kill us at this point?
No,
I probably should want to.
I feel for you. I have strong feelings of. That sounds condescending. But, yeah. No. Sympathy?
No.
That's lovely.
Oh, that's nice.
Well, I mean, I'm all right. We started out... You see, this is funny because... James was all up in his cups when I turned up earlier on. He was
all up in his cups.
Full of piss and vinegar. Sorry, Devin. and I think piss is still a swear word. Sorry, Devin. And am I shouting? Is it horrible? I'm sorry.
Yes.
And he was being quite, like, he kept telling me to shut up, and he was being a bit mean and stuff like that. And now he feels so weak. And I'm feeling all confident. It's brilliant, and it's nice, because nice people like Pete Anderson and Sam Taylor and Stacey, they're all like saying, oh, they're only going a couple more minutes and they've hardly got any money left to raise. Why don't you give them some money? And if any of those people think, oh, I wonder what they're talking about, and tune in right now, it's basically two grown men. I don't mean two grown men the show. It's basically two grown adult males being complete arseholes to each other. This is what you guys have been listening to and giving money to for all this time?
It's what we tune in for every week.
Oh.
pretty much.
No, James doesn't listen to the ones he's not on.
Yeah, no, that's true. Alright, it's what I tune in for every week.
95%!
Fucking hell!
96%!
Hey! 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 Sorry, Devin.
How much left, money wise?
£20 approximately.
Well, because we can't take
£19.85.
Thank you, there you go.
And we got 7 minutes.
Oh, is that all?
7 minutes.
Can I just say to the listener again that, like, and we made the point a couple of times over the last couple of hours, but basically, I really did. A lot of other people worked towards this. I really didn't do very much at all. James basically pulled it all together.
Show pony.
And I thought he was being too ambitious. And I think I told him that. And
how
he managed
happy I am to be vindicated.
And he managed to get I mean, he wants to die right now. So he probably doesn't feel the triumph or the weight of his accomplishment.
Just shame.
But basically Dave did the most stuff.
Yeah.
And then James did the next most stuff. And I think that's really good. And then everyone else did loads of stuff. And I turned up later than everyone who's here, I think, right now.
Yeah, but you were here through the night.
No, I'm not saying I'm not awesome. I'm just trying to be magnanimous at this point, John. Thanks for ruining it, though. I actually... No, thanks for ruining it, though. I did want someone to say that.
I wouldn't underestimate your contribution. You're my lovely support, even if you don't think you're our podcast wife.
Hello, Debbie.
It's been lovely.
Why did you pick me to be the wife when I was just in the supportive role?
We can both be the wife.
Okay, no, that's fine if that's what you were getting at. But I mean, it's a bit leading, isn't it?
Thank you, David.
Spouse.
You're very welcome.
Spouse
thank you.
Always thank you for giving us access to fun. And I'm gonna thank around the room there. So thank you to John. Thank you to Jesse and to Mike and to Anna and to Devin and to Jane and to Steve and to George, Beth, Tim, Stacey. And sorry, Al, I didn't get to talk to you on Skype.
And a
it
lot
was
of
great. Who have I forgotten?
A lot of people have been. A lot of people have been following along and giving us input. But
I wanted to say thank yous to the people whose suggestions I've used.
Yeah,
yeah.
And I can't remember. I'm not going to remember all of them.
No.
But oh God, I can never remember his real name. Keith Bloomfield.
Hard Luck Hotel. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, gave some brilliant suggestions. Peter Hammerson gave some amazing suggestions. Timothy Swan gave good suggestions before he got here. Maxie Barnard, and of course Al Ewing and Jay Edidin all gave awesome suggestions. The skating lady,
Helena.
Yeah, she gave really good suggestions as
well.
All of them helped make the comic good, I think. I think it's been a good comic this year.
I mean, I was gonna say that.
Oh, sorry, Nick.
No, it's fine.
Thank all the nice people that have contributed money towards our course.
Yes, thank you all 98%. Of you.
98%.
Yep, we are less than £10 off. It's exciting. How much do we owe Jane for the pizza?
I think you should probably the question should be how much do I owe you and Jane for the pizza?
How did
Nick?
You pay?
I paid a lot. The pizza.
Did you?
Thank you to the pizza guy for having an impromptu conversation with me on the podcast. I think at one point we were live when I was talking to him, I think, probably.
But
yeah, probably.
Yeah.
But didn't Didn't we agree rates for when I'm having to talk you down from a mental collapse?
Use Just Eat, Dave said. It's great. You don't have to talk to people on the telephone.
Yeah, but he didn't say you don't have to worry about how you're going to pay for it, James, to be fair.
Also, but they did phone him back.
That's true.
It's never happened to me.
I can't see what's shifty about ordering three large pizzas in the middle of the night. Why would they want to double check me?
Do you think this is what people tune in for? Christ. We are 15 pence over the target.
Oh, how lovely. Thank you very much, everyone.
We've still got 3 minutes to go. We've got to stay here, and it's awkward because we've done all our thank yous.
Oh, we're cruising it now. Should we do a song? Thank you. No, I thank you. You won't be listening, but thank you to Richard, whose idea Twitter comment was back in the day. Because you should give credit.
Yeah.
Thank you to Jesus. Oh, I don't know. I'm just being silly.
I think it's pronounced Jesus.
Jesus.
Yeah. Don't make it weird. No, because we've got about 2.5 minutes.
Jane and Steve. Did I forget anyone?
No. You, sure? You remembered everyone. It's impossible to conceive that we could have forgotten anyone. Thanks to the guy in CX, he won't be listening, who helped me out by telling me there wasn't anywhere I'd be able to buy an earphone splitter that we didn't, I think, need in the end anyway. He was wrong. I mean, there was a shop around the corner that did them, but he tried to help, and that's what's important.
Social media hero, childcare, Colossus, and part of the group who made it right through the night.
Yep.
Well done, Mike.
Michael Georgiou.
Thank you to Jesse for passing out just before you became so incoherent, drunk, it got awkward. Yeah. So that was good.
It was perfect time.
And
thank you for the quiz.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, God, and seriously, thanks for not dying on the sofa. He was really worried about that for a minute. Interestingly, he wasn't worried about it until one of us, me... until I asked if you were still breathing. Up until that point, he hadn't even considered your well-being.
He wasn't anxious until I did something to trigger his anxiety, knowing that it probably would because I'm evil, and that's how...
I was just concerned.
That's how the power mechanics in our relationship work.
I might have known it would be my fault.
It's so interesting, after all these years, to see the power dynamic fully reversed. In the recording,
it's situation. Happened over the 24 hours.
Yes,
I don't even know what's going on. I ain't got a clue.
This genuinely, more like the normal show.
I've not felt this baffled since I was quite unwell.
When are you going to get to go to sleep, James?
Well, when you lot all fuck off.
Is that what you're waiting for? Sorry, Devin.
Yeah.
Oh, I kind of muted myself there, so I'm going to apologise to you, Devin, because I thought the rude word.
We're almost there. We've only got like it says 9:59, but it could be anything between 5 seconds and 60 seconds. Well, not 60 seconds because it was there a few seconds ago.
It's quite tense.
We're getting there.
Almost there.
Time is coming.
Well, on Windows time.
At least we're not going out with like a dribbly damp squib.
No, that'd be awful.
Why don't we hit our target? Dave got the comic made, and we hit our fundraising target.
Why does everything always have to end with a dribbly damp squib to you? Last word, final word, yes!
The mic's still open.
Yeah, bye-bye. Bye, listener.
Bye.
Up the music goes. Bye. And there you go. Something stupid like I love you.